From Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith. Morning to you.
Morning to you, Mike.
Of course, the other thing with war is the oil goes through the roof.
Yeah, absolutely. Crude prices, they soared as much as 14% on Friday, so they've gone back above $70 a barrel. So, yeah, obviously, real concerns about tensions in the region generally, and also specifically their impact on energy supplies. So, Iran's the third largest producer in OPEC. And you know, you look at the Middle East, that's around about a third of global oil supply. So, also, so I suppose, the threat of escalation, whether energy infrastructure more broadly will be targeted. So, yeah, you've certainly moved on from trade wars to real wars, Mike. Obviously, we don't hope this doesn't escalate. But, yeah, looking at the supply side on oil, I suppose there's also concern about the retaliatory measures aimed at the Strait of Hormuz. So that narrow waterway that separates Iran from the Gulf states, so it's a major conduit, of course, handles around about 20% of global flows. We've obviously seen militants, you know, sort of disrupting things in the past, but never sort of a full-scale blockage. So that would certainly have an impact. Hence we've seen oil prices surge. So, of course, an evolving situation. These geopolitical risks obviously have occurred in the past. They typically don't have a long-term impact on oil, but they certainly do have an impact, and there's an argument that OPEC could increase supply to an extent. But yeah, there's sort of concerns now that this could see oil go above $100. We've even had one major investment bank saying that if the strait was impacted, it could go to 130. So hopefully we don't see that. The reality as well, it's going to put pressure back on headline inflation. Yeah. Of course, falling oil price, that's been a big story this year. It was $80 at the start of the year. It dropped to around 60, but it's now sort of heading the other way. So we certainly need to watch this closely.
Indeed we do. And before all that happened, of course, the US consumer read came in, and they've sort of got over themselves and came back to normal, sort of.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, obviously predated what we've seen in recent days. But yeah, the University of Michigan survey, that ticked up in June, 60.5. That was well ahead of estimates, 54. It was up 16% on a month ago. So I suppose, you know, it's because all the Trump rhetoric sort of calmed down, and Tarco has been alive and well, and the White House has backtracked on threat after threat, and there's been pauses in place and a deal of sorts with China. So I think it's all about that. Yeah, US consumers less pessimistic, and also less pessimistic about inflation. In fact, on the one-year outlook for inflation, it's got to levels not seen since 1981. So it slid to 5.1%. That's a 1.5 percentage drop. The five-year view edged to lower to 4.1%. So yeah, US consumers have been feeling better about the here and now. Current conditions that jumped 8%, future expectations that soared 22%. But look, just to give it some context as well, Mike, there are still some concerns about the downside risks to the economy. So most of those sentiment indices, while they've picked up, they're still well below the year-ago reading. Inflation expectations are still above that seen in the second half of 2024. And, of course, now we have rising energy prices to contend with. So, yeah, we did have those couple of soft inflation prints last week, which we talked about, but you'd have to think that energy and what's going on in the Middle East will be of concern to the Fed as well. They meet this week. It's hard to see them adopting anything other than a wait-and-see approach.
Now, back here, what happened, for goodness sake? They've been going so well, but manufacturing seems to have hit a wall.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we thought we'd turned a corner, hadn't we? But the BNZ Business New Zealand Performance and Manufacturing Report was titled Back in the Red, so that gives you a bit of a clue. But yeah, after 4 months of expansion, we're back in contraction mode. So it was 47.5, so that's below the power reading of 50. It's down from 53.3 in April. New orders, they're contracting. Employment, that had been doing pretty well February through April, but that's actually back at its lowest level of activity since July 2024. The comments always are pretty insightful, Mike, and so the number of negative comments was 58% in April. That's jumped to 65%. Manufacturers, they're concerned about lots of things: falling demand, weak orders, low business confidence. Obviously, we've got economic uncertainty. We've got what's happening in the Middle East there and consumer spending. So this isn't going to help our economy. I noticed quite a few commentators saying that, we're going to get the strong GDP print this week. It could be around 0.7% in the March quarter, and the RBNZ should pause. I think there's a pretty obvious counter-argument to that. This March quarter GDP is out of date. It's pre-Liberation Day. Farmers and tourism, they're doing well, which is fantastic, but our economy is doing it tough. Ask anyone in retail, construction, school leavers trying to get an apprenticeship, or anyone trying to sell anything of value on Trade Me. Things are pretty tough.
Yep.
We probably will get a good GDP print this week, but I still think the case is there for more rate cuts, if anything.
All right, mate, what are the numbers?
So the Dow was down 1.8% on Friday, 42,197 on those events obviously in the Middle East. S&P 500 was actually up 0.4% for the week, but down 1.1% on Friday. NASDAQ down 1.3%. FTSE 100 down 0.4%. ASX 200 down 0.2%. NZX 50, we were down 0.8%, 12,552. You mentioned safe haven buying. Gold was doing that as well, up $50, 3,435 an ounce. Oil up $5, up finished up 7.3%, that's 73 even a barrel. And the currency markets, the US dollar was obviously stronger, as you mentioned, so against the Kiwi, 60.2. Australian dollar, Kiwi was 92.7, lower as well, 44.3 against sterling, down 0.7%. And the Japanese yen, 86.7, down 0.5%. So this week, plenty going on, services data. We've got consumer confidence here, another dairy auction, and obviously we've got that first quarter GDP. Offshore, obviously the G7, as you mentioned, some China and US data, but yeah, going to be a lot of interest in what the Bank of Japan does, Bank of England, and of course the Fed.
Busy time. See you tomorrow. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.